Blog Talk Radio.
Big Bap and Friends Show. I am your host, Big Bap. I got one half of the Southern Bells in that building tonight. What it do, CJ?
Hey there.
Oh, she coming in here with that smooth sultriness. Now, we started the new year without you, so before we get into the festivities and the great things about what it is that is this show, we got to catch up with you, baby, because we missed you.
I miss you guys.
Okay, but hold on. Before we get to her, y'all, let's take this old school. This is a Wednesday show. So listen. Go ahead and bring your girl in the room. You see how we started off? We real crunk tonight. So bring your girl in. If you got something strong, something brown, give her a couple of shots of it. You know what I'm saying? If you got something nice and whatever, roll that up, pull out the pipe. We're going to get real nice tonight. But we got a great topic. So I don't want y'all to get too X-rated and faded, because we do got a great topic to talk about tonight, because, you know, our production manager is the bomb. But, CJ, how did you spend your New Year?
With my family. Oh, it was so good.
Ooh. So, you know, when I hear people talk about being around family, that's always how I like to hear it. It was so good.
It was so good. I hung out with my big cousins, and we had ourselves a great time.
Okay, well, listen, I am happy that you got to spend time with your family. I'm so happy that you got to do something constructive and get away and decompose yourself and take vacation time, because you got to get some time to yourself. You know, one of the things I have advocated, and, you know, you've been, a lot of people don't know this, but you went through the first, 3-4 year of my mentor process. So you're at the stage now where you've, you know, launched your businesses and did all that. But one of the things that we don't talk about often enough is the camaraderie that has to come with building who we get to and what we do in life. And so tonight we're going to stop, we're going to breathe, and we're going to talk about the camaraderie of business and how just how all that comes to fruition. So I want you guys to get comfortable with us tonight, because we're going to have a little bit, not top tier, like middle tier fun tonight. So pull your girls in close, sirs. And sirs can be ma'am, sir. You know, here's the funniest thing, CJ. Let me tell you a story that happened to me recently. So, you know, I just recently got social media back and stuff like this. I haven't even shared this with the wife. So this is a good one for the show, because she'll get to hear this live. So, you know, getting back on social media, getting a phone again, and, you know, reconnecting with the world after taking, you know, some time off to do what I needed to do for me and mine. I was, you know, chatting and snapping and sending out stuff and just different flyers and whatever. And so I ran across a conversation, ran across a person, thought I knew them. Obviously, I didn't. And, you know, the word that they said to me was Zaddy. Not Daddy, Zaddy with the Z. And here's my thing. And I understand, you know, swag, dapperness, you know, change of terms and everybody wanting to be with everybody or whatever. But if you're going to call somebody something, if you're going to call me something, let's not focus on everybody else right now, CJ. Let's focus on me. Because I played that song, Bust Their Head to the White, because I need you to understand, I don't play about what you say about me. Like, let's clear the air for all the misnomers, all the fuck shit that's been out there in the background and the surrounding nearby neighboring cities of whatever the fuck you want to call it. I don't play about me. You don't get to say anything about me, to me, or reference me if that shit ain't accurate. I think you've known me long enough to know that to be true.
This is true.
So when the young ladies called me Zaddy, I was highly, listen, when I tell you, I don't think I corrected nobody ever faster a day in my life ever than when she decided to say that. And it's not that I have an issue with Zaddies. If you are a Zaddy and you put yourself in the Zaddy category and you understand what the word Zaddy means, then all well, fine and point and be it. But, bitch, you ain't finna call me something that I'm not. And I'm going to say bitch because I don't know her individually. As my dear friend Cat Williams would say. But no, I want us to get back into making words matter. You know, and if you understand the new hip-hop lingo and that's what it is that you're speaking, because, again, I don't know where you are in your life. You know, you could be a baby boomer or you could have been born yesterday. I don't know by looking at some of y'all in the face, because y'all, 40 and 50-year-olds are hurting some of these 20 and 17-year-olds right now. I'm just saying, right? If the shoe fit, wear it. But, like, let's make words matter again. Let's actually care about the emphasis of what we say. Let's care about the emphasis of what we email. Let's care about the emphasis of what we text. Like, if I don't know you, a vagina text or pictures probably not the best thing that you should send me on a first conversation. Just like sirs, if you don't know that young lady, sending her a dick pic after you say hi is not necessarily the follow-up statement to hi. she might require just a little bit more of you. She may want to get to know just a bit, you know, not a lot, just a smidgen, so say. So, CJ, what are you planning, hoping, wishing, meditating, seancing, crystalling, saging for the year? Because, you know, people do the most, so I got to try to cover all the bases. I don't want to leave nobody. Because, you know, people be like, wait, you didn't say that. Bitch, do y'all know how many things y'all believe in today? So I can't hit all the bases. I gave you about 6-7 of them now. You need more than that, that's your mama. But what are you looking forward to in this new year? Not because, you know, me and you talked about resolutions, and I don't think you, like me, like our production managers, holding steadfast on resolutions. But what is your outlook? What's your prediction? What do you see for yourself in this upcoming year?
Just really putting forth more effort. For my
girl. You know, that's a mouthful.
Yeah, this sort of is in every aspect possible.
Ooh.
Elaborate on that every aspect possible.
Because I think some people, when you say put forth more effort, I think people just think that means you just get up and try more. What does that mean in every aspect of your life?
No, in every aspect of my life, like, I want to be a better mom, so there are certain things that I need to get up and do to be a better mom in my world. I have a list of things that I strive to be better at. I want to be a better business owner. I want to be just a better human being. I want to be able to be nicer and more kind and more gentle to people. So I sit and I meditate on being kind and gentle to people.
That kind of gentle heart.
Yes. People are stupid.
You know, you can't say that. Be nice.
Oh, sorry.
People are stupid.
I'm not, listen,
I'm not mad at you because that, I hear that statement from people. If I don't hear any other statement as being a mentor, I think I hear that statement probably the most prevalent statement of all things that's said around, near, just in my presence, that people are stupid. And again, I need y'all to hear this from my mouth, from her mouth. This is not necessarily a judgment statement. This is more of an observation statement.
Yes.
And I tell people this all the time. There is nothing wrong with you having a belief system and me by having a belief system. But understand, I need your belief system to catch the fuck up. Just that simple. Just catch, like, stop being outdated. Like, you know, like, I get mad now. Like, one of the things that I get mad when I hear is I get mad at just, here's one of the things I get mad at. And I get mad at it from both sides. And then we're going to go into a quick commercial break, and y'all can elaborate about it later. But, CJ, and maybe I'm probably going to offend some people how I'm going to say this, but I get mad at both sides. I get mad at the LGBTQ LMNOP argument from both sides. Here's my homosexual side of it. The homosexual, gay, whatever you register yourself at on that spectrum, my frustration with y'all is, y'all act like that shit's a fucking superpower. Like, y'all act like that. Like, the way y'all used to get mad at us and say we act like being straight makes us better than y'all, y'all have now amassed that standard in life. On the other side, for the heterosexual people, I don't see enough of you standing up for what you believe in. I see a lot of straight people rathering not offend than saying the truth, because some of this stuff that y'all are letting them get away with is just straight bullshit, and I won't condone it, I won't clap for it, and I'm not going to go and kumbaya for nobody. Some of this shit is just stupid on both sides. Like, I don't want y'all to think that I'm just picking one side over the other. No, on both sides, some of this shit is stupid, and I need y'all to come and find some middle ground, because I don't care. First of all, I have one belief system. What you do behind your door with that person, that's y'all's business. If y'all that messy and doing that much foolishness that everybody else needs to know about it, that's on y'all. But I'm not going to be ridiculed, not going to judge, and I'm not going to be angry about what no one chooses to do in their personal life. But let's be honest about some things, and let's go ahead and move forward in life. Because if you like what you like, you like what you like, baby, and we really don't care. Okay? So anyways, moving on, I guess I just needed to get that off my chest on that. I don't know. It came out of nowhere. That wasn't even my place of where I was going. But we're getting ready to take a quick commercial break. This is a song I have not heard before. As always, when I have people on the show and I have co-hosts, I let them introduce me to new songs. So this song is called Free Mind by Tims. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I'm gonna do it.
CJ back in here after that small quick commercial break, because we are behind schedule. We got to get on to Black History is World History. And CJ, before I get into that real quick, let me ask you a question. What do you actually know about Black Wall Street before the massacre?
Business, black-owned business in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tonight we're going to focus on Black Wall Street during that time known as Negro Wall Street, which was Greenwood/Tulsa, Oklahoma. Greenwood was one of the most prominent and prosperous African-American communities in the United States, with churches, schools, and community organizations, as well as hundreds of black businesses by 1921. Virtually all of Greenwood was destroyed in the massacre. At the turn of the 20th century, African-Americans founded and developed the Greenwood District in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Built on what had formerly been an Indian territory, the community grew and flourished as a black economic and cultural mecca until May 31st, 1921. Before the Greenwood District was established, African Americans came to Oklahoma in the mid-19th century as slaves of the five civilized tribes. The term used for the Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, Creek, and Seminole tribes who were forced from their lands in the southeast parts of the country, resettling in Oklahoma. So these is most of y'all's cousins, if y'all know some of those names. Okay? Some of y'all should know some of these names, because 90% of y'all niggas claim to be Cherokee. Let me get back to what I'm reading. I'm sorry. After the Civil War, under the terms of the treaties of 1866, the African-Americans were emancipated, with some integrating into the tribes, a relationship that will later provide free men with their own land. The relative wealth of some black folks in Oklahoma comes in part through the connections to the tribe and their land owners, say Hannibal Johnson, historian of the author of the Black Wall Street 100. An American city grapples with the historical race trauma, the Dawes Act of 1887 authorized the government to divide tribal territories into allotments for individuals, Native Americans, which included black members. As the word spread, the Indian Territory was a safe place for African Americans to settle between 1865 and 1920. Notice the year before the riot. More than 50 black townships were founded in Oklahoma. A wealthy black landowner named O.W. Gurley is commonly referred to as the founder of Greenwood, very prominent man. If you want someone to do a great story on black history, this is a great person to look up if you have children at home. Is commonly referred to as the founder of Greenwood. Born a free slave in Alabama, Gurley was raised in Arkansas and moved to Oklahoma during the Oklahoma land rush in 1899. After running a general store in Perry, Oklahoma, Gurley, a serial entrepreneur, moved to Oil Ridge, Tulsa, and reportedly purchased 40 acres of land on the north side of the city with the vision of selling residential and commercial plots to African Americans. Gurley wasted no time opening a rooming house, purchasing buildings, and providing loans to help other black people start their own businesses. And other entrepreneurs shared Gurley's dreams of Greenwood becoming a self-reliant enclave for black Tulsans. J.B. Stratford, a son of a former enslaved man, was a lawyer from Kentucky who owned a pool hall, a shoeshine parlor, and a boarding house before moving to Tulsa in 1899. With the goal of creating wealth in the Indian Territory, Stafford invested in real estate properties and built the Strapper Hotel on Greenwood Avenue, a luxury establishment that was considered the largest black-owned hotel in the country, with 54 guest suites, a pool hall, and a saloon and a dining room. A flourishing community, Greenwood was. The African Americans fleeing racial oppression in the Deep South and then wanting to live in a city with more resources migrated to Tulsa's Greenwood District. A.J. Smitherman, whose family moved to an Indian territory in the 1890s, founded the Tulsa Star, a black newspaper based in Greenwood. As the publisher, Smitherman was outspoken about discrimination and regularly informed African Americans about their legal rights and called for the black men, many in Tulsa who served in World War I, to take up arms in response to white mob violence. He literally went into intervening a lynching and other kinds of events throughout Oklahoma, says Johnson. And he was an activist in every sense of the word. And Greenwood's residents looked out for each other and supported black-owned businesses in their district. There was luxury shops, restaurants, grocery stores, hotels, theaters, barbershops, salons, pool halls, nightclubs, funeral homes, offices for doctors, lawyers, and dentists. Greenwood also had its own schools, post office, bank, and jitney service. Education also drew black families to Greenwood. In 1913, Booker T. Washington High School opened, hiring Elis Walker Woods as its principal, a beloved educator who would serve in that role for 35 years. Woods was college educated and walked from Memphis to Oklahoma after seeing a flyer advertising black teachers in Oklahoma. That's a move. I like them. Listen, I like to run and ride a bike. Good Lord, that's some distance. Simon Berry, a pilot, responded to Tulsa's white-only taxi service by starting his own with the Mobile T Ford, then expanding operation to include a bus line and later a chartered plane service for the wealthy oilmen. John and Lula Williams, becoming some of the wealthiest black people in Tulsa, they owned the Dreamland Theater on Greenwood Avenue, along with a rooming house and a confectionery, commercial rental property, and a garage. Lula Williams was very much a partner in all the couple's business, and other women in Greenwood became entrepreneurs too. Mabel Little from Boley, Oklahoma, robbed in Tulsa in 1913 with $1.25 in her pocket. Little, who lived to be 104, survived the massacre, opened a successful hair salon, and worked in the beauty business for decades. One of the greatest things about Black Wall Street, Negro Wall Street, Tulsa, Oklahoma, in this time, if you guys just listen to what was being said, is they became entrepreneurs, but not only were they serial entrepreneurs, they were serial entrepreneurs in teaching each other how to be in business. And they instinctively did business with each other, and the community did business in their district. I'm going to tell you today, if your community is failing, you have no footprint in your business, and your business has no footprint in your community. Look at the communities that are striving, and look at the businesses that are putting back into those communities. If you're looking at the businesses in your community, and you see a bunch of liquor stores and a whole bunch of stuff on the side of the corner, the biggest reason why your city is not successful, y'all haven't figured out what Black Wall Street stood for. And we're gonna talk about this a little bit later today on today's show, because we got a lot we're gonna get into tonight when we talk about this Black Wall Street, because it's some stuff in there, man. Like, I don't think people understand, like just the intricate parts of what Black Wall Street stood for. But we're going to talk about that later because we got an amazing topic tonight. I haven't even looked at it yet, but we're going to take this quick commercial break. Before we go into commercial break, if you guys need to get taxes done and you are in the Tallahassee area, feel free to stop into Taylor Services. You can check them out on their website, www.tailoredservices, that's T-A-I-L-O-R-E-D, services.us. And if you click on the top, on the banner that's running across the top, you can go ahead and book an appointment to do taxes. They are scheduling for pay advances and all of that stuff for the taxes, the advance payback, whatever. You can register with them and do that as well. They have been taking those appointments since January the 2nd. So that's tailoredservices.us. Go on there, book an appointment, and tell them Big Bat sent you. Might get a little something, 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 something. Now, CJ, I got a song for us because we were talking about this song this earlier this week and when we was doing our a mentor session. And so this is our song of the week from the Big Bat and Friends show. Enjoy.
All right, y'all,
that was busybody by all of them, because it was everybody on there. Paul Wall, Mouse, Webby. It was like 19,000 niggas on that goddamn little song. CJ, you with me? You still rocking with me, Shawty?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, you know it's time to get into our favorite parts of the day. You ain't gonna say, okay, I'll do it, y'all. It's what day it is since CJ, forgot, the cue for that. But it's all good. Let's keep it moving. I think she'll listen to it. You been drinking?
A little bit. I had two shots of whiskey.
It sounds like you pulled that drink up real close to your lip a little bit. All right, y'all, let's get into what day it is. Matter of fact, just the first day of the first day for what day it is specifically what it felt like you was. Today is national, today is World Hypnotism Day. You sounded like you was hypnotized a little bit over there.
I've been hypnotized once before.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to talk about that one. Like, dude, we're going to have to do a whole interview about that one. I don't even want to mess with that one yet because, like, people extra. Today is also National Spaghetti Day. We're going to go ahead and move along. So if you had any type of spaghetti today was the day for it. I'm going to tell y'all, first of all, don't invite me over to your house if Prince Ragu, any of them wannabe Hispanic Italian names is on the bottom, I don't want it. Now, if she go in there, he or she go in there and make it from scratch and start first thing in the morning and make that sauce from scratch, then that's spaghetti. The rest of that shit is sauce in a jar with noodles. I'm talking to people like, ooh, my spaghetti be the bomb. You ain't bought a tomato yet. You wouldn't know how to get the skin off a Roma tomato to make spaghetti sauce. Let me go move on. Today is National World Braille Day. For those of you who don't know what Braille is, that's the reading and writing for deaf people. So it's that touch texture thingy that they do for reading and whatever for blind people. So I said deaf people. For blind people. So Braille Day. So for people who read by Braille, shout out to the Braille writers who make Braille material for them, and shout out to the Braille readers who have to use that as a form of communication, because it is. I mean, it is very intricate. Today is also, guess what day it is?
What day is it?
It's Trivia Day. So if you want to have a good run at anybody before you go to bed today, go ask them a good trivia question. They can't get mad at you because today is National Trivia Day. Tomorrow, for all you health nuts and all you people who own some type of diet, tomorrow's National Keto Day. So if you are on a diet or you like to try new fads and different diets, tomorrow's the day for you. Tomorrow's National Keto Day. Tomorrow is also National Screenwriters Day, so if you know anybody who's ever done any screenplays or stage plays and stuff like that, give them a shout-out. I know there's a difference between screenplays and stage plays, but I'm a believer in sometimes you have to understand the journey, and a lot of people who write screens started off writing from the stage. They're similar, but they're very different at the same time, okay? Whipped Cream Day is also tomorrow. That sounds like it's going to get real nasty in some people's houses. You know, it's Thursday tomorrow, so, people like to do Thong Thursday, Titty Out Thursday, and different stuff like that. So, whipped cream with some of them things is going to get real interesting. I hope y'all play safe, Don't do it on your lunch break. Wait till the kids go to school. Whatever you have to do, just be safe with it. Tomorrow is also National Bird Day. So no particular bird. So if you got a bird, just celebrate the bird that you like. But tomorrow's National Bird Day. So you don't got to be getting mad at somebody because they're not celebrating your bird. It's Bird Day. All them bitches. Big bird, blue bird. Could have had a bird. It's Bird day. Just celebrate it. All right, and then we got the 6th, which is whatever day the 6th is, because I don't even know what today is anymore. The 6th is National Shortbread Day. It is National Bean Day. It is National Technology Day, and it is National Cuddle Up Day. So, yes, so whatever day that is, that's what, Saturday, Friday, one of those days. So on whatever that day, get somebody, cuddle up with them, grab up on them, make them feel real good. TJ, which one of them days is good for you? Which one do you like? Out of all the days, which one of the days work for you this time?
I'm sorry, that last one had me.
that last one had you in your feelings.
No, the last one had me in my feelings. I completely lost my
I want to cuddle. What him is, sir?
I'm like, which teddy bear am I gonna cuddle up with this time?
Wow, which teddy bear are you gonna cuddle up with? That's bad. Oh man, listen. All right, since we're back on track, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and we're gonna come back with, our other favorite subject for the night. I dedicate this one to you, CJ. This one directly for you. All right, we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I need more taste. And you just have a bunch of
know about you, but I know what I was doing when that song came out. I was partying my ass off when that song came out.
You and me both.
Listen, I was in somebody's club waiting.
I wasn't quite old enough to drink yet, but I was definitely partying.
What year did that come out anyway?
Like 09, 2010-ish.
Oh, man. I was no good. I was
yeah,
no good.
The early.
Yeah, I was no. Listen, first of all. Listen, let me tell you something. First of all, this right here, I ain't gonna lie, like I was a big Gucci head for a minute.
Yeah.
I fucked with Gucci for a minute. Like, I don't think some people understand how heavy of a hitter Gucci was. Like, I messed with Gucci. Anywho, man, let's get into these birthdays. We'll need to get them too much of the extra work. So let's get into this thing called birthdays. Ooh. Listen, shout out to Prince for making sure that she got her fandom and her fame. Vanity is birthday is today. Tina Knowles' birthday is today. Jill Marie Jones' birthday is today. My boy Dragon's birthday is today. Coco Jones' birthday is, as an up and coming star, I like her. I like her swag. Like, I really rocks with her. I'm gonna have to go and check out a couple of, like, I'm gonna have to search and see what all she's currently working on and been in, and go watch it and support it and make sure it do its thing. But so far, who she is as a budding star, I like her work. Derrick Henry the King. Listen, bro. Listen, he scared me still. That's a big man, and he threw people out the club when he played football. You know, he scared me. Colin Sexton's birthday is today. I don't know the rest of these people. Tricky Stewart. I don't know who that is. Kaylin White, Labyrinth. I mean, if y'all know these people, their birthday was today. Tomorrow, Nicole Murphy's birthday is tomorrow. Miss Juicy Baby's birthday is tomorrow. I love her little crazy self. Like, she gets my attention. She cool. Tyler Ulis' birthday is tomorrow. Jason Mitchell's birthday is tomorrow. Guy Tory's birthday is tomorrow. George Washington Carver's birthday. Listen, if you don't know who George Washington Carver is at this point in your life, you don't deserve to even have a high school diploma. You should have to go back to school. Like, if you don't know, like, he one of them people I consider, like, one of the fave fives of Black History Month. Like, everybody at some point did something on George Washington Carver in elementary school. So if you don't know who that is, you should be ashamed of yourself. Oh, Kalisha, this is all you right here, Mr. Alvin Ailey himself. I probably should have did him as Black History this today, but if you don't know who Alvin Ailey is and you do any type of dancing, you should slap yourself and feel kind of disrespectful to the culture. And if you don't know who he is and you don't truly know his, matter of fact, I'm going to do Mr. Ailey as Black History as World History one day this month. You should know his body of work. You should know his institutes. You should know his. You should know the dancing studios that he created. Just how he, just what he fought for to make sure dancers had what they had during his day. And still to this day, like, his institute still is world-renowned for what they do in the dancing community. So, y'all, shout-out to Mr. Alvin Ailey, man. I don't know who this person is at all. I don't even know how to say their name, so we're just going to skip them all together. Movie Ajay, and then you got Joya Jackson. I don't know who any of these people are. And then on the sixth, we have Kathy Sledge, Tiffany Poland, big producer John Singleton, and Dominican Sue, Peter Gunn, Jameis Winston, and Michelle DePrince. So that is birthdays. That is birthdays. Oh, she pulled to the seventh. My fault. Let me get the Saturdays out of the way because she want to make sure we get all the birthdays. We got Blue Ivy's birthday is on the 7th. And, like, it's sad because her whole name is Blue Ivy Carter, but don't nobody even say her last name. Like, that shit don't even matter. Like, just Blue Ivy. She a whole person. Robert Rich, that's the light bad guy and all the light. Like, that's the light-skinned bad guy and all the, like, he always get the fucked over parts when they want to make the light-skinned guy the bad guy. Like, he be the bad guy in, like, the weirdest types of ways, and it's always weird for him. But he's a great actor, man. I love that dude as an actor, but they give him bad guy roles. They be stupid and weird. Aloes Black's birthday is also on the 7th. Butterfly McQueen's birthday is on the 7th as well. Man, I like the 7th. Sophie White, Wiley, I don't know her. But Vibes Cartel's birthday is on the 7th. Marcus Scribner, he was on Blackish, the little brother from Blackish. Stephen Williams, and then Zora Neale Hurston is on the 7th. So shout out to our birthdays. You got any family members that are having a birthday right about now?
Not right now. Next week.
I think my grandmother-in-law's birthday is either like today or yesterday or somewhere around this time. I believe my grandmother-in-law's birthday is popping right now. So happy birthday to her. If you know her, show her some love and give her a great shout out. My baby sister's birthday was yesterday. That was really, really cool. Trying to think if there's anybody. Shout out to my godson, the production man of her godson's DJ's birthday is today as well. So several birthdays out there. If you're having a birthday, shout out to you. You can always send us your birthdays to DJ's Roundtable when you have your birthday. When it comes up, we will definitely add you the list as being a listener of our show. So when your birthday pops up, definitely make sure shout us out and make sure we give you a shout out. DJ, are you excited?
I am.
Me too. Before we get into our main topic and take our next commercial break, I'm excited because body empowerment is coming up. And we are finally starting to unravel body empowerment. So body empowerment will be March the 18th and the 19th, which is Saturday and Sunday, and it'll be in Tallahassee, Florida. So the primary portion of what we're going to do is going to be at 2639, which is going to be a tea, and we are going to have a live guest speaker coming all the way from South Florida up here to the capital of Tallahassee. Miss Tanya Lewis will be with us for today. Coach Tanya and all the other titles that she go by for all those other organizations that she's a part of. I'm not going to go down her list of shit. I told her, I said, as my friend, I get to omit some shit. Because, you know, here's the thing. As you get older and you start adding a bunch of accomplishments to your name, like, people be wanting you to say all that shit. And bitch, I'm not going to read a fucking thesaurus to talk about you. Just, I'm not. But, you know, for, on that day, you know what I'm saying, on that day, I will read her bio. She get, I, listen, let me, for people who, when you pay for, and don't come give me no standard sheet size, 8x11, A4 paper, however you want to do that shit, like, don't, you get a one-page bio, and when I get tired of reading, I'm going to start skipping paragraphs. But that's the max you get to give me. You get to give me a one-page bio, and I will highlight what I want to read on that bitch because I'm not reading all that shit. Because y'all don't look. Y'all done too much. Tanya done too much. Man, you are a mom, a wife, a nurse, a coach, blah, 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 blah. Everybody has time on us. We're going to be here all fucking day. This is not a funeral. So, but Coach Tanya will be here for body empowerment, and so it will be a cosplay-themed body empowerment this year. The last one we did was tutus and ties. This year will be fairy cosplay. So think of fairies, Tinkerbell, Peter Pan, whatever. I don't know what the new fairy thing is, but you can do that as well as your thing. But we're doing fairies. So if you have wings, even great. If you have little wings, makes it even better because fairies are notorious for having little wings. So let's play close to the theme as we can. This is limited to 20 tickets only. If you go on Luxuria on our Facebook page, convention manager, please share the link where they can go and buy tickets, but there will only be 20 tickets available for body empowerment. They are on sale, advanced tickets now for $30. It will be a tee and a photo shoot. And mind you, this is a two-day event. The tee is on one day and the photo shoot's on another day because I don't have time for y'all to eat and, you know, mess up y'all makeup and face and then think we're going to go do a photo shoot. Nah. Y'all women ain't gonna fight me. I love y'all too much to be beat up because y'all don't play fair. I'm just gonna say it like that. Y'all don't play fair, and that's just how we're gonna do it. So CJ, I am excited about body empowerment. I am ready for that day and that time. So it is March the 18th and 19th, guys. Put that on your calendar. You definitely want to be in the building. The last one that we had, it changed some lives. And I'm a believer in doing things that help people and ultimately change their lives. CJ, what you got coming up? I know it's something on your calendar between now and around springtime. What you got coming up in your world?
You mean outside of body empowerment?
Outside of body empowerment.
Baby showers and birthdays. My birthday to be exact.
Oh, so y'all been fucking and your birthday coming up. Mm-hmm. Just throwing it out of both peachy holes. Just both panel legs just open. No, here's the funny thing. I said that and I realized I flipped up and was having a flashback of a video that I was watching the other day. And this girl was talking about how she had two vaginas, she had two of everything down there. And she said, like, she gave the terminology of what it was. And, like, I've really been just in my head because I'm just, like, that's really been messing with me. Like, you ever have something that just mess with you for a minute and you just
thank
can't
you
really
for
figure
sharing,
it out?
Because that messed with me.
See, okay, so now that I'm not the only person that's been messed with, y'all, we're going to take this quick commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to get into our power topic of the night, and I will introduce it right after this quick commercial break. Thank you. We are back. So tonight's topic, CJ, you ready to get into this? Because it's about to be some fun right here. This is a good topic. The production manager must really know that I've been on a business kick lately. This topic, she done pulled out her ass today. I love it. So it is creating generational wealth, breaking generational curses in black business.
Oh.
It's not, but the last one is what really takes it over the top. Rebuilding black business. And that last one, I'm going to cover that very last one by itself, because I don't think people understand how critical that one is. The creating generational wealth and breaking generational curses and black business, I think they're synonymous with each other. And the reason why I say it like that is because I don't think we understand principles. Like, we understand the terms that they teach us in business. We go to school and they teach us, you know, they teach us words like equity. They teach us words like stock. They teach us words like investments. They teach us assets, depreciation, all these other different types of terms. But until you understand when they say in business, it's in everything, I think a lot of us don't understand why we're not creating generational wealth first. And then secondly, why it's about breaking generational curses. Okay, so here's what generational wealth is. Generational wealth is not, people get so caught up in, I have to leave a house behind, I have to be in insurance, I have to do this. Do you not realize if you actually take, like, for instance, take a business, right, and you set your business up the right way, build your business and trust it, make sure your family is protected to be able to do what you need to do and go on. That business can live structurally sound within one lineage of family for almost 100 years, just directly. And so when you talk about creating generational wealth, it's how does this entity build and grow and be able to take care of ourselves? And I tell people all the time, I love the fast money ways. I love the people who make it into sports. I love the people who get that one big contract in life or whatever. But that's not how business works. Business is an ebb and flow creation. And black business, since the beginning and the dawn of time, has been at the cutting edge of business. All the way, if you go back and you go watch National Geographic, for those of you who haven't visited certain places, but if you go and look in an actual museum and go look up the oldest warship, you will understand the oldest warship ever to live and still be in existence today and is still floatable today is an Egyptian warship, and it's the oldest warship ever created. And the United States Naval Fleet and most naval fleets around the world are based off of that ship. The metal, the steel, and all of those different things are still based off of that. Our brand has been synonymous since the stand of time. Our commitment to excellence in ourselves, our desire to be greater than great in all things, perpetuates our business community. But we've lost the luster of understanding the value and the evaluation of our business by perpetrating ourselves to make it about a dollar amount. Vastly overcharge for services. We vastly do a lot of things generationally, and we go through each generation of flicksters and tricksters and overchargers and this and that, not understanding that if we build a strong, stable, equitable community, that it will facilitate our life and our life to come. They didn't destroy Wall Street because Wall Street was successful. They destroyed Black Wall Street because Black Wall Street was bigger than any town that they had. Manhattan, Kansas was supposed to be one of the, it was supposed to be the little apple, the Mecca, but Black Wall Street was crushing it. Black Wall Street was crushing it so fast and so rapidly, the actual white city and district of Tulsa was beginning to struggle and was beginning to be, understand the jitney service that they created for Black Tulsa literally became the actual taxi service of Tulsa, the greater Tulsa area, because they needed that information. That information that came out of Greenwood was so intricate that a lot of your Department of Transportation still uses some of their systematic systems from that time period today and their equations today. That is called building a lasting brand. We are so caught up on, ooh, I'm going to charge. Well, that person is charging that, and we forgot about quality. We forgot about customer service. We forgot about professionalism in the email. We forgot about greeting the first person the same way you greet the last person, that you give the first person and the last person the same service. We're not creating generational wealth because we forgot how to treat ourselves in business and in life. Not because this business is better or because that business is less, not because that person doesn't patronize that business, because we forgot the reason why we got into business itself, the reason why we chose that business is we love doing. The business that I go sit in every day, that I walked away from jobs, that I walked away from government jobs, that I walked away from good-paying civilian jobs to go out there and do every single day was because I loved helping people. And I wanted to be able to provide a service with helping people, with training people, with educating people. I partner with the cleaning company because I love cleaning. There's no reason that we should go in someone's house and it's clean. One of the biggest services I love to do with my business is going out for a relatively small fee and going out and helping the elderly community and the disabled community, because those are the ones who can't help themselves. Those are the ones who don't have the ability. Build a business that is about the community and it will prosper. We keep talking Black Wall Street and we're only talking money. We're not talking charitable sacrifice. We're not talking about the desire and the want to help someone, the desire and the need to put someone else's need before them. That man bought 40 acres of land, not with a plan to keep it for himself. Mr. Gurley bought 40 acres of land with the idea of helping. Think about this. His vision and his plan was, yeah, here's the thing. Let me say this, because some people confuse the fact with benefiting in business. Is Mr. Gurley going to benefit in business? Yes. He put his money up. That was his capital. He did that. When you go read some of the stories about how people were struggling to pay him back and this and that, when they were struggling, he would send them employees. He would send them bookkeepers. He would make sure that he would teach them strategies in business to make them better year to year. That's what a mentor is supposed to do. But they didn't know that was a term then. They were just doing it because it was what they were supposed to do. If we're going to build and create generational wealth, what are we leaving it to? Are we integrating our children into our business, or are we making our children be our media icons? Are we forcing our kids to do our TikTok videos and commercials? Or are we sitting back and teaching them the business and letting those things integrate, because every part of the business will subsequently become part of your life? But when we mold that generation that's coming behind, what are we molding them for? What does it look like? What does it feel like? And how does it speak to them? You don't want to just build something because it's great. You don't want to just pull everybody in because it's great. You want to actually understand what you're doing. You want to make it make sense. A lot of the stuff that we're attempting to do and we're wanting to do does not make sense. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to get into that second topic, and then we're going to get some more from CJ on this topic, because I know I smashed these first 15 minutes, but when it comes to business, I'm extremely passionate about it, and it's something that I love. It's something that I do. It's something that I teach. And I want people, more people to be involved in this, but I want people to be more understanding as well as they get into it. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. Thank you. We are back after that quick commercial break. CJ, you in the building with me, Shoulder?
Yes, I.
Oh, okay. You sound like you had, you know, you sound like you just over there just cruising along.
I was cruising.
What'd you say?
I was cruising. I do like that song.
Oh, listen, that's why I turned that off. You know, you one of them dancing people. You get the shimmy and then your feet over there. You know, hips and stuff get the gyrating for no reason just because you're over there. Anyways, when we talk about creating generational wealth, what does that mean to you now?
What does that mean to me now? That means ensuring that I teach my son what I've learned and the different things that have helped me along the way so that he doesn't go through the same struggles that I went through as a young adult.
Listen, we gotta learn to apply strong answers. You know, one of the things to me that I've learned in my fight for this is I don't want, in our brand, I want us to get away from participation trophies, but rewarding success. And people always get mad at me when I use that term, participation trophies. I don't want it to be, you know, I don't want it to be good enough like, you know, the girls in high school who showed up to class and got dressed so they feel like, well, you said if I just get dressed and come stand in here, I'm going to get a seat. I don't want that participation. That's cool. Good enough is great for all of those people who want to go over there and be great, good enough. I want to be around people who are elite in effort, elite in doing, elite in trying. It's okay if we fail. It's okay if you don't always come in first. I told people when I went to school, like when I walked in the college door, the lady asked me, she goes, what's your goal? I said, 4.0. She goes, wow, that's a high goal. And I said, no, I said, it's not a high goal. It just means I have to come in here and do what I need to do. And that means each class, I have to do what I need to do. I have to put a plan in place for each class so that I can be successful and ultimately attain my goal. Did I get that? Hell no, I got a 3.72. But the goal was there, the desire, the want, even though I didn't walk out of there with a 4.0. I walked out of there with a 3.72, and that still comes with a lot of recognition and awards and cords each year. So when you're talking about creating generational wealth, you want to create something in a likeness that looks like work. Don't wait to teach it when you're old. Don't wait to teach it when you're going to do it sloppy. Teach it while you have patience. Teach it while you still have pride in your work. Teach it while you still have a desire to do it. Because as we all get older, one of two things is going to happen. Either desire to want to is going to leave, or ability to want to is going to leave. Go look at your elder statesmen of your family, and they want to get up at what time they want to get up. They want to eat what they want to eat. Don't bother them while whatever shows they normally watch come on TV. Don't bother them while them shows is coming on. And you better have your kids and be out of their house by a certain time.
I see no lie.
Because the desire and the ability to do all of those things they did 20 and 30 and 40 and 50 years ago is no longer there. They want to get up, and they pray by God's grace they get to see another one. So while you have this desire, while you have this ability, in order to create generational wealth, you have to be able to build a brand. And I tell people, my personal slogan for my business is experience the. Whatever it is you're going to get with me is going to be an experience. So my fragrance company is experience the scent. My slogan is, you're going to get an experience with me. You cannot build anything without garnering experience in it. If you're going to be the best floor sweeper, then you got to get experience in sweeping floors. A person who do a certain job every single day can tell you when you put the wrong tool in their hand because of the feel without ever looking down for it. That's not the right one. Give me the smaller one. The smaller one, yeah. Or give me the bigger one. Give me the other one. And you'll be like, well, how do you know? They've done this. They do this. Think about a nurse versus somebody who has no medical experience. Think about a chef versus somebody else going in the kitchen who's never cooked in the kitchen. Think about when you go wash clothes versus the person who ain't never washed clothes before. They getting ready to put the bleach in the colors. Experience, growth, knowledge, unity, empathy, compassion, all of those words and traits that we talk about in everything else, they also go into business. One of the biggest words I talk about in business is integrity. And people like to be like, oh, I have integrity. Y'all sit and lie daily and talk about business integrity. Tell them I'm not here. That's a you realize you're telling me to lie for you now, right? You feel what I'm saying? Not tell them I'm busy. You tell someone to tell a lie for you. Because what you're busy is and what that person understands to be busy, they're not necessarily the same. But building a brand, building a business, creating generational wealth is as much business, is as much luck, is as much education, and as much determination as you put into those things, and you begin to stir that pot together. And I know people be like, oh, those are cliches and this and that, but it takes time. Started my first business when I was 7. I've had businesses be successful. I've had businesses that crashed and burned within hours of trying to play with them. But the goal in business is to continue to strive, to continue to get better, to continue to teach, to continue to educate, not just others, but as well yourself. You're constantly training. You're constantly learning. You're constantly in rooms of people teaching and innovating. What works today won't work 10 years from now. I mean, it might, but I mean,
yeah,
ain't nobody really still popping CDs and anything at this day and age. Does that make it obsolete? No, but it makes it hard to find. You don't want to be the hard to find brand. You don't want to be the brand that's pushed in the back. You don't want to be the brand that's struggling to make sales. You want to be the brand that's cutting edge. You want to be the brand that is defining your industry. But the biggest way that you do that is with your people. People go to Chick-fil-A not because the food is great. The service is wonderful. The food is okay. The person tell me that's the best food they've ever had, I got questions. It's worth it. You need to go eat some places. I don't even know why y'all go to Zaxby's. I'm still trying to figure that chicken place out. That's just expensive chicken. Like every time I see a car at Zaxby's, I just want to like go walk up and knock on their window and be like, hey, why you eat here? Because y'all just expensive chicken. That shit ain't good. Like, it's really not good. Y'all ain't even gonna get me on these restaurants. All right, y'all, we're gonna take a quick commercial break real quick, and I don't want to hear none of that. They got me in this area. Let's go back. Let's take it way back in the time. Do you remember who that is? No, you ain't paying me no attention. She told you she faded.
I'm not that faded.
Hey, give me. Come on, call me. Down here. Get involved. My shoe game. Can't touch this shit.
Thank you.
if it cannot give you that type of time, that type of empathy, that type of commitment, that type of emotional fortitude, if it cannot, then it's not uniting with you. It's repelling from you. It is against you. It is the enemy. Whatever term that you want to give it, it says try the spirit by the spirit and it show itself approved. And I'm a believer in that. I'm going to see if you are unified with me. And if you are not, I'm going to unify with those who are willing and wanting and have a desire to be with, around, and work with me. Not with you, with me. Because the desired outcome, the desired goal, the desired dreams, the desired levels of elevation that me and that person or me and that business or me and that group want to reach is not predicated on you. You can participate. You can come in. You can unite. But if it's not for you, it's okay to repel in the situation and tell people, that's not for me. That's not my thing. This is not my season. It's bad timing. It doesn't line up with God. It's not in the spirit of God. It's not coming from the spirit realm. My chakra's not lining up. Whatever the hell it is, you need to get right about whatever. It's okay. But be open, be honest with who you are and where you stand. And I promise the cosmos will bless you more bountiful than you could ever imagine. But you got to know who you are, where you are, and what you are trying to do. But if you want to build something, you first must build something with someone. You're not building it with yourself. You're building it for others. No one builds a building for them to go sit on the inside and look at and say what I've done. They build the building so others can come and look at it, and others can come into it, and others can come and use it. They don't build the car so it can sit at the manufacturer plant. They build it so you can have something to drive, so you can have something to transport. There's a purpose. What's our purpose in our community? What's our unity in our community? Who are you helping and why? All right, y'all. I love y'all. I'll holla. Good night.